be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this person give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the human one and drink his very blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of him, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. And like your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." This is good news from the Lord. If this gospel in some ways shocks or disappoints or confuses you, know that that's exactly what it says right here. They quarreled among themselves. "How can this be? This is silly, silly talk." You're supposed to think that, first of all. But we Catholics are so used to hearing this gospel that we have let the shock pass us by. There's a key that you have to connect from the very first chapter of John's gospel, where he uses this word flesh before. It's the only time it's used until now. In John 1:14, it said, "The eternal Word of God, the eternal Christ, became flesh." And then we now see it again. What we have happening is ever-widening circles of what I'm going to call Christification. The Christification of the world. And Jesus even speaks of this in the Gospel. He says, "Just as the Father gave himself to me, now I am passing on this giving to you." And now, further, to make the point very clear, I'm passing on this giving to the very elements of the earth. The two most universal grains and growths found in almost all country are wheat and grapes. And he takes this fruit of the vine and the fruit of the earth and says, even here, even in this, even in the physical, material, elemental world, God is present. God is not just saving people, God is saving the planet. Now, you wouldn't know that from the way we creatures have treated the planet. You wouldn't know that from the way humans have treated almost everybody except ourselves, and sometimes even ourselves. You see, when you don't recognize that the Christ mystery is universal, and that God is saving everything, and that God is present in everything, you pick and choose what you can decide and what you can disrespect, what you can love and what you can hate. And that, brothers and sisters, is what's killing our world. Jesus did not come, or priests do not exist, primarily so they can transform bread and wine. We exist, the church exists, the Christ exists, primarily to transform people, you. The bread is not an end in itself. The bread is for the sake of the people. And that's why we feed it to you. And that's why you eat it and chew on it and drink it. St. Augustine said, "You are what you eat. You are what you drink." And so we keep feeding you again and again, as we will in a few moments, the body of Christ. until you finally realize it. Until you finally surrender to it. He did not come so we would worship bread and wine. He came so that we would recognize His presence in all things. From the planet itself, the creatures upon the planet, the food that grows forth from the planet, all of which you and I totally depend on. And so it is right that my Father Francis calls Mother Sister Earth. But it took till the 20th century for a pope, our own now beloved Pope Francis, to write an entire encyclical making this clear, that we are fouling our own nest. We have not honored the presence in the elemental world, in the physical world, in the earthly world. We just pick and chose and said, oh, God is really only in Catholics. Well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that self-serving? Isn't that, frankly, selfish? Is there that little of God to go around? Do we have to be stingy with God? Do we have to pretend only we get God? And certainly not other people, and certainly not animals, and certainly not plants, and certainly not the elements, certainly not what my Father Francis called Brother Sun, Sister Moon. God is saving creation and bringing all of creation back into perfect union with God. No exceptions. Either God loves everything, or it's pretty hard to prove that God loves anything. But we, with our little minds, we can't understand that. You and I only understand conditional love, because that's the way humans love. It's always finite. It's always scarce. There's never enough to go around. You and I cannot form a concept of infinite love. You can't even think that. You don't know how to think it. And so, what that means is we cannot think God. We cannot imagine God. And so what we do is pull God down to our own little level. But in today's gospel, Jesus says there is so much of this God to go around that God will even enter the elements of the earth, bread and wine. And so we feed you this flesh. We feed you this blood. And you drink this scandalous thing and dare to say you even believe it. Do you? I'm not sure I do. I want to. I try to. I hope to. I decide to. But when I see how casually I do it, sometimes I wonder, do I really believe? Brothers and sisters, you are caught inside of an immense and universal mystery. And in the Mass, we bring it down to one little focused, distilled moment. In one little church in the South Valley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you and I dare to believe that it could be true. And that it could be true for you.